We're hearing interesting people doing interesting things, and the next one we're going to hear, Brooke Hayes, is in town with her band Lovelution. We knew her when she was in the youth orchestra. Her name was Brooke Coleman, a terrific violinist in the violin section, yet at the same time she won the concerto competition and played Beethoven as a pianist. And we're going to find out all of the places that she's gone. But she is in town with her band, and so she and her bass player, Dale James Pratt, are in the studio. And then we're going to get a sense of Brooke as singer-songwriter in a song that she wrote called In Flame. So let's go to the studio, and we'll get to this right now.
Never see what I see. I'll never see what you see. Can I live in hell? Not even for you, baby. Hell is so hard, I cannot bear the flame. Hell is so hard, I cannot bear the flame. Not even for you, baby. Up to there. The faster their fingers fly, the farther we feel we've gotten up here. There's a place we can run away to. I want to take you there with me. Come on, my love, just come with me. There's a place we can run away to. Join me in the light of our own free ecstasy. I cannot live in hell, not even for you, baby. it so hard. I cannot bear the pain. I cannot live in hell, not even for you, baby. Hell is so hard. I cannot bear the flame. Hell is so hard. I cannot bear the flame. Not even for you.
From our studio, In Flame, that was performed by Brooke Hayes and Dale James Pratt, who also is known as Rogue. He was playing the bass, and she was singing and playing the piano, and I presume is the composer of that piece, but we're going to find out about that soon enough. And so, and they're playing with their band L'Evolution tonight at the Jackson Street Bar, and they begin about 9 o'clock. And so, anyway, come on in here, Brooke, and to either microphone, and welcome back.
Thank you, Vern. So good to see you.
This is kind of your first performance in Spokane since you left Wyeth.
It is.
A bunch of years ago, and as I mentioned, as you were getting ready to play, I knew you as a terrific first violinist in the violin section, and then you turned around and won the concerto competition as a pianist. Those were two pretty even instruments for you as a kid, weren't they? That you were into them pretty equally, or was one dominating the other?
Actually, piano was first, and then violin when I was about 14, but accordion was my first instrument.
Really?
Actually. Yeah, that was the one I had focused on since 5 until about 14.
So it's true to call you a multi-instrumentalist. And so you only picked up the violin when you were in your teens?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I started in the junior orchestra, and then move through the ranks around 15.
And this seems to happen with maybe, I don't know, 5 or 10% of the string players that don't have to start when they're 3 years old. What was it about it? Was it just that you were musically developed so you could understand that, or did the technique kind of fall together for you that you could defy the odds?
No, it didn't really fall together at all. I honestly hated it for like a year. I thought I was never going to be able to play. And I guess I just wanted to sound like Isaac Stern enough that I just kept trying, and no, it wasn't easy at all.
I'm not pretending it's easy, but I think you've answered it in
totally.
That you musically knew what you wanted to get.
Yes, so I had already the practice skills, I guess, too.
You had the practice skills, and you knew what you wanted it to sound like, so you were just going to do whatever it took
pretty much
to make it sound right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and that is a factor about you, that you have... We won't call you driven, maybe, but we would call you devoted, or what is it about music that you really, really get inside, don't you?
Yeah, there's no better feeling, so it's hard to want to do anything else, because everything else kind of feels bad compared. It's just so much more fun to be playing music than doing anything.
So talk about now your expansion in two directions, into singing. Well, three directions, singing, composing, and then different styles of music. Mm-hmm. All of that that's happened since I did know you.
Well, when I moved, I was in Chicago studying piano performance, and then I decided that it wasn't really the way I wanted to go, because I wanted to be more creative and a different kind of person than just who was allowed in that scene, and also just able to write my own words possibly, but I had never actually done it. So then I moved to Seattle, and I just kind of happened, because I was in a lot of pain when my niece was in a car accident, and so I started writing a lot, and I had just notebooks and started hearing those little melodies with the words that were going through my head, and it came out of the pain, and now she's actually doing a lot better, which is amazing. And I feel like I've healed myself through this music. So many things that I was traumatized by, and this has kind of saved me. So
nice. And then, once you create the music, you perform it. So talk about finding Rogue. Talk about, and then you have somebody else in the band, don't you? It's the three of you.
Yes, Zephyr's here today with us as well. She's also another singer and fire spinner. So yeah, we have
and what
fire spinner.
What? Come on,
she spins fire and poi, and she dances. She's
okay.
Incredible.
So you guys do a show.
Yeah, well, it's a circus.
yeah. So talk about that, and well, let's say hello to Rogue. Hello, Rogue.
Hello, Vern.
And so talk about then moving the ideal to the practical of putting these musicians together and doing this stuff.
Totally. Well, when I started trying to sing, I didn't believe in myself at all. And I said, well, I'm going to sing with just, you know, the worst group I can find. And I did find the worst group. And I was going and practicing in this garage in the middle of nowhere. And it was kind of shady. But I was like, okay, you know, I'm here. And then they didn't have the show. So I was frustrated. And so I decided it was just had to be me. I had to do it myself to get what I wanted, and started just looking for people. So it's been about 2.5 years of looking for people. And now we have an incredible, like, 8-piece band. Cello, electric cello, erhu, which is Chinese violin. Mm-hmm. I play violin. He plays violin. So we have, like, an entire string section. Then we have 4 voices. We have a slide guitarist who plays all kinds of sounds that I couldn't even describe. It's become gigantic all of a sudden. So it's just, like, so much sound, so much energy, and it's really a blast, yeah.
And therefore, the beauty and the virtue and also the problem is what name to put on the music you do, isn't it? I mean, even when I tried to describe who you're not a rock band, you're not a this, you're not a that, there's kind of no name for what you do, is there?
I think that's the beauty of it, because we can be here with him playing acoustic bass, and it can also change into an electric, and we can use a loop pedal, and then we can grab our electric guitars and violins and actually loop everything and stack. So it can be anything. That's what's insane about this. It's really fun.
So kind of no limits.
Mm-hmm.
Your name, Luvolution, how did that evolve?
Luvolution. What happened? Luvolution. Yeah, you're great. What happened, I started thinking about how much I wanted to change so many things in the world, especially just how our system is kind of operating at the moment. And the only way I could see to do that was to change myself first and find the place where I needed to be, and then hopefully use those words that I had cast a spell on my own life with, basically, and use those words to help everyone else find that path that's just where they want to be, you know. So that's my dream. And so it just happened. Luvolution is evolution, you know, and also love, and then also volution, which is that spinning motion of the universe and just feeling like you're in vortex and you know what you want. And that's amazing, and everyone should be able to be in that, and that's coming, so... Yeah.
Well, that's all come. Brooke Hayes and her band Luvolution, who are tonight at 9 o'clock at the Jackson Street Bar. And if you don't know where it is, it's near Jackson Street. It's right around the corner from Jackson Street on the north side. And you can easily Google it and find out exactly how to get there. Wow, what a wonderful description. Quickly, before we go out to send you to play some more music, Rogue, tell me about your musical range, because she says you put down the bass and pick up the violin.
Oh, boy. My music, I mean, that goes far, Vern. My father's a country musician, and so I grew up singing his tunes and dancing at his concerts and selling his CDs and, you know, I played violin when I was 6 till I was 8, and I didn't like being told what to do, so I put it down and played other things throughout my life, piano always since I could play, you know, bang on the keys. And one day I was, you know, I was young and angsty, and I picked up an acoustic guitar and learned one chord, and I thought I was a rock star, and I learned for years how to not play the instrument. And so... from that, you know, going with acoustic guitar and learning electric after that, and continuing to develop my style, and mostly seeing my pain and heartache and love and passion and joy through the strings. When I picked up the bass, it was very right. It felt different. And I don't think I play the bass very traditionally because I finger pick guitar. So I have that fluidity, and I just love music, and I love listening to sounds, and I play harmonica and Indian flute and anything I could get my hands on. That, you know, I play mandolin on this track I just recorded, just put out a small album that my friend and I mixed and mastered and recorded within 8 hours, maybe.
Small. It's like okay. 4 albums.
Well, if we're going to hear a song, we're going to have to save the other 20 things you do for later.
Right.
What song are you about to do?
Volkova, which means she-wolf in Russian.
Okay, let's send you out to do Volkova. the two guests that we've had in the studio. Dale James Pratt, also known as Rogue, was just speaking, and then Brooke Hayes, the pianist, the singer, and I guess the composer, too, of this music. So we'll get them settled in the other room and then go out on this hour with their band. They're going to be at the Jackson Street bar tonight at 9 o'clock with La Volution, and this is their piece, Volkova. As soon as they're ready, they're putting a few things together. Okay, here we go.
I lie alone, the tingling warmth of my thoughts, mesmerized by visions of ecstasy. Magnetic abyss, but I tiptoe closer, dangerous Scorpio, tantalized by desire. I'm addicted to the thrill, constructed to kill, never satisfied, always asking why. I can't stop this chase, I need your embrace. I got to know the extent of my power. What the hell do we do now? Lost in your eyes, everyone can see. I don't know what to do, I want to be free. Cause a fierce animal like me must never go hungry. 2, 3, 4, don't look at me that way. I have no conscience, no soul. It must be your strength that forces us apart. Can't pull my eyes away, and I'm losing my mind. Addicted to this game, I'm sick as I love the pain. Instinctively drawn to the strength of your spirit, I see your beauty, your depth, your energy. Figure so sensual, face so fine. Let me into that brilliant mind. You're too far away, step a bit closer. Too close, step away. I can smell the heat of your blood. Away, electricity is pouring down my neck. I'm addicted to the thrill, constructed to kill. Never satisfied, always asking why. I can't stop this chase. I need your embrace. I gotta know the extent of my power. What the hell do we do now? Lost in your eyes, everyone can see. I don't know what to do, I wanna be free. A fierce llama like me must never go hungry. Don't look at me that way. I have no conscience, no soul. It must be your strength that forces us apart. Can't pull my eyes away, and I'm losing my mind. Addicted to